26, we hear most often from the Gospel of Matthew. Luke, next year, we'll hear most often from the Gospel of Mark. And no matter which year we are in, on the first Sunday of Lent, we always hear about Jesus being in the desert. Jesus is in the desert. He's surrounded by nothing and no one. And then in this weekend, on the second Sunday of Lent, we always hear about Transfiguration. Jesus being with his disciples, Peter, James, and John, at the top of the mountain, Mount Tabor, and he is transfigured in front of them. And they have this beautiful experience with Jesus, this beautiful experience where they have this desire to even pitch a tent and stay there. It's almost as if there's two different extremes that are happening every year between the first Sunday of Lent and the second one. The first Sunday of Lent kind of draws us in. We appreciate in our own lives, we have all experienced deserts too. Of course, it's kind of hard to imagine a desert at this time of the year in Northeast Ohio. But of course, this is the image that we're given, the desert, to be alone. I'm sure that you have experienced this in your life, to feel tempted, to feel as if God is even present, maybe. Those are all, of course, just feelings, but we've experienced those perhaps in our spiritual life especially. And then I'd like to think that in the same idea kind of applies for this week to the Lord. We've had a great retreat experience, or maybe a great passion that we had in the sacrament. Maybe we have had the grace of any of the sacraments and just been able to feel that presence of God that we just don't want to leave. And yet, the word leave is one that sticks with me. If you are first reading from the book of Genesis, we hear about our father in faith, Abraham. He is, of course, Abram in the context of the story. He is with his loved ones. He's in his home. He is an older guy at this point. And God asks him to do what? He asks him to leave. In fact, he commands him to leave. He says, it's one of the first things that's said, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. It's not God said to Abram, go forth from this land and go to another land. He said, go forth from this land. There's no real end destination that God gives him. Oh, to listen to God and do as God asks him to do, to leave. And that was hard. If you've ever experienced the struggle of having to move, especially if you're in a home that you really like, community that you really like. I remember when I was young, having to move, difficult that was. But here is Abram, he's older in his life, and God is asking him to leave. It's hard. In the season of Lent, we are reminded that regardless of where we are in our own spiritual life, whether we are in the desert or whether we are on the mountain, leave things behind. And that's hard. It might be the things of our past sins. It might be the things, the relationships, some even relationships that we have that are difficult to let go of. It might be grief at the loss of someone. And it might be just a struggle that is inviting us to do the same as Abram and to leave those things behind so that we can embrace a new life, a fuller life, and a life that he wants to give us. And we know in our Catholic lens that life is given to us at Easter, right? Leave certain things behind. And that's where our gospel really does kind of come into play too. Because in our gospel, God the Father is speaking to us and he's telling us to listen to Jesus. And if we do, if we listen to him, we listen to his word as we do at Mass, we become either. We can't stay on the mountain. We have to come down from the mountain. So it's another image for us, too, of leaving. And it's a hard image, too, because sometimes when we have those great experiences with God, we know that we don't want to leave that. Something in our hearts has changed. And, of course, he wants us to have this new life with him. But we have to share that with others, too. So in some ways, both of our readings, the first reading and the gospel, they both kind of give us imagery of leaving. Sometimes when it's difficult, and even more times things that are sins, but sometimes it's leaving the things that we've had really good experiences with God. And nonetheless, we're reminded that God stays with us through it all. All of it, God is there. God is present. He makes himself present. And for us, in 2026, he makes himself present in his word, and we hear this same joyful message of hope. Maybe we're in the desert right now. We might not feel like we're in a desert, but maybe we are in a desert. Maybe we are on the mountaintop. But nonetheless, the Lord is inviting us into another encounter with him. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to leave. We're all going to go home. And this same Jesus that nourished the apostles at the top of the mountain, the same Jesus that was with his disciples throughout his ministry, is the same one that's with us. And he's to us as we leave from here. So much so that that leap of faith comes again next week when we come back to celebrate the Eucharist again. So as we celebrate this Eucharist, may we be nourished and fed, changed, and invited to turn our life away from sin.